It's based upon the law. I mean, the application is made. The first thing copying the reason is made, and then also the last honor, the beginning of the Babor of the Kishon. Also, we should have seen his name, the Yelacho. Loishno Eim, Mahakina Ben, Oyabas, Loishne Habein, Oyabas, Mahakina Eim. Then in Kaylates, Kinehim, Babas, Ben Bishol, Kino Babet. So we have in the Mishnah Yelam Machwekin between the Rabbonon and Hanani. So according to Rabbonon, the love of this Oisim is made applies only to a mother and a child, but not to the father and the child, because any Cheshishin is there now. And according to Hananiah, so Cheshishin is there. Now, the question is, how can there be a Machlekes? I mean, the Rabbon of Hananiah say that the law of Esav is great applies only to the mother and the child, not to the father and the child. When the Torah says, Oy soy vez noy vez ish hatem yinach. Shei yom ese. Oy soy vez noy vez ish hatem yinach. He says Rosh Zohar. If it doesn't apply to the father, it only applies to the mother. So the Torah should say, Oy soy vez no vez ish hatem yinach. Why? Oy soy vez noy vez ish hatem yinach. I mean, that's a very strong kash. It's very strong kash. So the Malbim explains it very well. He said, Shei of Eseh. So here the Torah spells out the two meanings. Shei of Eseh. Now, the meaning Shei is Lashon Zohar. So that's why it says, Oyisoy Vezmoy, in other words, that means because the Torah has reference to the meaning of Shei. Then the meaning of say. So that's what she's offered. So it's only so there is no residual. But then there is a machlekes between Rabbonon and Hananiah as to whether it's Cheshishin Zerahab or in Cheshishin Zerahab. Or it's in Cheshishin Zerahab. Now this machlekes of Cheshishin Zerahab, in Cheshishin Zerahab. So even though the expression is Cheshishin, but it doesn't mean because we can't know that it's a father. We can know. I mean, why can't we know? If we control it, so we can know that this behemoth is the father. That this is being the father. Let's say we close the map in a certain place, and we observed them all the time, and there was no other male, shame, or say, except this one. So we know. So it's another shaila. So why did the Rabbon of Hananiah say in Cheshishin Zerahab? It doesn't mean we don't have to say kids. Well, we don't know. Of course, if we don't know, we just can't pick out a certain share and say, he's the father, this share is the father of this share. But the question is, when we know that this is the father. So still we say, in Cheshishin Zerahab. Why in Cheshishin? The father is the father. Now, let's see the whole chapter of Tari in the Gemara, the Chaim Ches, on the base. The Tari. In the middle of our chesed, Esav is made in Kedesh, when made Bishchor, then the Tanya came. Hananiah in a made Ben Bishchor and Ben Kedesh. My time with Rabbanot, the time we offer is in the name of Ben Bishchor and Kedesh, is within us. Chayv, kach v'chayv in Rabbon, mach v'chayv in Rabbon, in Kedesh lo'i Bishchor. Ab kish ha-chayv kam, in Kedesh lo'i Bishchor. Lo imam v'im Rabbon, שחינו עושה בו מיזום את אישי למיזום את אומר מיזום נשא את מיזום כשי מיזום את תאורים לה איסי איך עוד הוא מבין אחר השחור חולק הכוס הוא זוכיסי לדין חי אותם וחי בן רבון. מה כי שחי בן רבון עם כאילו לא בספורי? אף כי שחי את כאן בן כאילו שלא בספורי. זה זה תנא כאן. In other words, אין חי ששם זה רע. We don't recognize paternal parenthood in animals. That's what it means. ונב שכל אימא בנוי מי שבנוי כל אחד פה. יוצא שזוכו שאין בנוי כל אחד. ומה נפשך לאימא וכי תאימא איסי זוכה משמה הרי אימא בנוי מי שבנוי כל כך יוצא זוכו שאין בנוי כל כך נבואי וכי תאימא איסי זוכה משמה אני יודע זה קשה that is raised by everyone. How can we say he doesn't apply to father when the Torah uses Lashon Zocho? So what does the Malbim say? That the Lashon Zocho has reference to the me, not to the specific parent, but to the me. That's the Lashon Zocho. How do we know that if he's like this, maybe the Eisei has reference to the specific parent rather than to the species? So he says, הראינה בנוי, מי שבנוי כל כך, יוצא זוכו שאין בנוי כל כך, שאין בנוי כל כך. So here, the Rabbonon of Hananiah expressed a very important concept. In other words, it's biologically, so the father is a father. I mean, just as he's a parent, just like the mother, biologically. But psychologically, among animals, so the mother is not only a biological mother of the child. The mother animal, the mother behemoth, is a psychological mother too. I mean, the mother is attached to the child, and the child instinctively is called to the mother. Instinctively. So the mother is not only a biological mother, it's also a psychological mother. The father in animals, so he's only a biological father. Except for that moment when the mother conceives through the father, so there is no relationship between the father behavior and the child behavior. Nothing whatsoever. So that's what it means. Hareina bnei, mi shebnei kol chacho, yotzozoho shebnei kol chacho. There is no relationship between the father animal and the child animal. There is no relationship. So the melee is a point of the Chalushem Av. In other words, in order to be considered an Av, a parent, he must be not only a biological parent, but a psychological parent as well. And so regarding the mother, so the mother is kol chacher. The bnoi is kol chacher, not achor. Kol chacher. So in other words, she is not only a biological mother, she is a psychological mother also, because bno kol chacher. But the father, only a biological parent. He is not a psychological parent. So that's the machlokes between the Rabbonim and Chananya. In other words, whether by virtue of the fact that the Sheria is a biological parent, so he can be considered as a parent, even though psychologically there is no difference between this child and any other Sheria. And this child and the father Sheria. The same thing. So the Rabbonim say no. Since it's not kol chachom, so the male doesn't have the chalishem of an av. Ein chesh in zara. Not that we don't know. We know, but we don't recognize this kind of parenting if it's not kol chachom. But and according to Hananiah, Hananiah ksiv eisei dimash mazocho uksiv noi mishet noi kol chachom. The mashmal kego hilka neye babies holy baby kids. So in other words, so according to Hananiah, since the Torah uses loshen zocho, so even though
some Melech Hanani holds that the Lashon Zohar has reference not just to the species, but it has reference to the specific parent, So Melech, so it's named baby scholim baby bilkis. Now, let's see in the Torah. Also, Mishchakesil is named Melech. But it's muta b'achilayim, if we go say there on the Yisra Torah. But it's muta b'shrit. It's a gemara in the Foresh, it's a b'teslor. In Chum. The Gemara is that Kuf Yudalad on the base. So one Mandorma learns out that Pesach Cholov is also Bachile. Now, we pass through, most Rishonim pass through like the Mandorma, that the reason is why the Cholov is also Bachile, because the Torah mentions three times Rishibash. But there is one Mandorma who learns out the Yisra Achille of Pesach Cholov from the lab of Rishichol Koltei. So in other words, since the Torah asked Bishum was a Cholo, some male it's just a Bachile because of the love of the Sechu Kodei. So the Gemara asks a number of Kashas. So the Gemara asks a Kashi. So Eisil is May, since the Torah asked to Shech, Eisil is May. So let it be also Bachile also. And why do we say that it's Muta Bachile? It's Muta Bachile? So the Gemara is a kasha that with this word, the Dalet, Gemara asks, Eitzel is made mitzah, because, according to Rav Asher, because of Rizichu Koteivo, Kosher the Aftulos, and here it's also the Afti, the Shrite, so then, and he did something with his Osa, something that the Torah was Messiah, so Abhor, so the Meir it should be also Bachile, so the Gemara says, we have a special verse Akosu, because because that's what we learned in the Mishnah in Israel today. That by Kochi, it's also because of Mechusazman. So that means that by Hedet it's Mu. So it's a special Sakosma. So it's a Gemara Mephoreshes that Israel is made even though in the Zayvier on the Rav. So it's Mutabachir. So that's why the is that's why the Rambam says that it's mutaloch. Bimova b'shoch to b'mechot kosher Rambam shmutaloch. So it's more mefreshes. Ubahak also leichol bibi. So what's the pshat? But it's counter ubahak shite. It's counter to the Gemara that kuftes lo. So the Bais Yosef explains it. That it's not contrary, when the Bahad asks it, it's only the Rabbon. And he only asks it for that person, not with Kulam, as a Knas, like Maisi Shabbos. So what's the Bokeh? Because the Gemara asks the same Kashi, that Maisi Shabbos should be also Bachir, with Raisi. According to Ravashi, who Darshis, we say, who called the evil coach at the afterlock. So anything that results from Itil, from Dover Osea, should be also. So the more the kasha maisi shabbos should be also in the raise, and only Rabbi Yechna Salva holds that it's also in the raise. So the more says, the more mentions the pasuk that maisi shabbos is not also, and then the more the kasha says they should be also in the raise. So the more also mentions it's also also. So meaning the Bahak says just as the same the more is the same kasha and Rabbi maisi shabbos. And the Gemara gives the same kind of attack. This is special Nesach also. Still, the Rabbah needs Osea because of Ishnas. So the Kabbah is in his name, even though there is a special Nesach also. That in spite of the fact that he was able to obtain that behemoth for Achilles to release it by shechting it in the same day, so it's Mutea, but just as the Kabbah is Shabbos, the Chachomim Asar Biteras Knas. So the Kabbah is in his name. He also asked Peter Smith. Right, this is Bakshi. Ubahag is a lech with a bee. The eight mom who brings it is nay, I didn't know how I law. So the Mishneh, the end of Ace is nay, mentions a special portion. Because I could say that in as much as Ace is nay, the Fossick of Ace is nay, is mentioned in the Parsha of Kochim, and in Kochim, so the Lilo is in Haha Yay. So you should also allow be in the Chachayim. So the Gemara mentions I drosh it that we learn out from Shabbos Bereishis, just as the Yisrael Chachalaylo. So the Gabbai Yisrael's name also the Yisrael Chachalaylo. In other words, if let's say the mother was Nishchato, let's say Sunday night. At the beginning of the night, of Sunday night. And then he was sheikhed the child, let's say 1 minute before the Shkia Monday, so he's high Malchus. But suppose he was sheikhed the mother, 1 minute before the Shkia Monday. And then, an hour later, so Monday night, he was sheikhed the blood, so he's not high Malchus. Because the Yehizeleich, Acharalai, even though it's a question of minutes later. In other words, many times you don't know who is the father, who is the mother. So of course, if you don't know who is the father, there is no way of telling. Because there is no special relationship between the biological father and the child. But the mother, even if you don't know, usually the child instinctively is attached and follows the mother. So if we see, even though there are no witnesses who saw how this behemoth, this female behemoth gave birth to this child behemoth, but if we see that a certain baby behemoth follows a certain adult behemoth, so then it doesn't establish a baba, but in Sophie it establishes. Maybe it's the man. So maybe it's us. So the Oh, אם הוא באחות מדעות הזמן, שדרך שכל מי שקיימי באימו ששייך בליד, ואם ערב הפסח וערב הצרס וערב יש השונות, ערב מטווח של חג, שבא לרקי דריצו ושייך בליד, צורך הוא הביאי שבוחר היועי מועי. ואם הוא הביאי שייכי ולכי שיש, הוא איש נקולים בישראל ואי מהכל. ואם נדעו יחקים של משחתו אימו, היי, habe mit auf toy now this is the mishne da pegimo bi avo token shono habe ich beim und habe ich in so ich in die kimo machati mish khay bi to machati kimo machati mish khay bi to machati mish veire er bin du bei jetzt wach in schon hart wer der tradition schon besser wer war schereit wer war schon so da vor den sie die when people are mad to be sued which for days in the year are people mad to be sued that is er bin du bei wach in schon hart that means sie schon rab wer bin du vor ich in schon besser er war besser wer war schereit er war schon via la brisha shon. So these 4 days, so Jews are mauda bisude. So mele, if let's say. So if let's say, is the meche. Ruben sells a behime. And the Rav Pesach, or the Rav Rosh Hashanah, or the Shon Rabbe, or the Rav Shuez, Ruben sells a behime. And the Rav Pesach, or on these days. So, to Shimon, and in the same way, and Ruby knows that the same way he saw the mother of this baby or the daughter of this baby to somebody else, so then Ruby is required to notify, to inform Shimon. You should know that the mother of this behemoth I sold only today. The daughter of this behemoth I sold only today. Why? Because even though when Reuben sells to Shimon and Reuben sold to Levi on the same day, the mother of this behemoth or the child of this behemoth. So even though Levi, when he bought the mother of the child of this behemoth before, so he didn't say he is buying it with the intention of slaughtering it the same day. He didn't say anything. But since Jews are marred with Sude on these 4 days, so it can be anticipated that in all probability, Levi also is going to slaughter it this day. And the same probability applies to Shimon. Because after all, why did they buy it this day? In order to prepare for the Sudas Yontem. So Mimele, he is Mechuye to tell. And Mimele, since he is expected to tell, so if Shimon bought an Erev Pesach, or an Shishon Rabbi, or Erev Shuiz, or Erev Shishon Noi Behime, and from Ruben, and Ruben didn't say anything to him, so then he can take it for granted that no mother of this baby or no child of this baby was sold to anybody else the same day. So he says, this is then Rebbe Rabbi Yehesi Agili Aperev Yom Kippurim Bigol. So Bigol, it was a practice to slaughter behemoths and Erev Yom Kippur. Now, so he says, "Tzorich lidi shemochar ayei hoi v'imoyidi sheichei v'imchishish lo yishno korom Yisrael oyakim." So it's not even if he put it from a goy. So if the meicher didn't tell the lekeach anything, so then he doesn't get to the chishish. Maybe he saw the mother of the baby. He doesn't get to the chishish. ואם נדר להחכה של משחתו אימו היי, אבו מכפתו יש. Now suppose, שימן בוט פעם רובי לבהם, and Ruben didn't say anything about the mother being sold the same day. But then he bought and he paid for it, and then he found out later on, that the mother of that baby, or the daughter of that baby, was slaughtered the same day, so the male, it is in the kachdoes, because there is a mutne that he wouldn't have bought it had he known that on the same day the mother or the child was slaughtered. ודווקא שמיכה שני מימך אבו לימוך הרי מיים של פונו אין צורך לידיעי. Let's say ערב ראש שונו הוא בישראל תושים אין ישראל מהי אין ערב ראש שונו הוא בישראל the mother of the baby or the child of the baby to lay. So then Ruben is not required to tell Shimon only yesterday I sold the mother of the baby. In Zogdi, vi mocha rechod rechosin u mocha rabeiz likale, apilu mecheya, vi beiz yomi tzorech lindi, shebada ishtem shechavu, bihima. Now, so the halacha is mentioned that there is a special halacha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ויעבו פוקי משון העמיך ואין לך בירי צורך לידי אם הוא מחר במשכן בלתי מחר במשכן. So it's משמע only these 4 days in the year, but any other day in the year he doesn't have to say אם הוא מחר במשכן. But that only means these 4 days in the year. So even if the first of year, let's say Ruben sells in the Hedimah to Shimon Erev Rosh Hashanah, but an hour before, on the same day, Reuben sold to Levi the mother of the child of his baby. And when Levi bought the mother or the child of his baby, an hour before, on the same day, he didn't say, I am buying it in order to shecht it today. But since it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, so the presumption is, why did he buy it now? In order to shecht it today. Not to shecht it tomorrow, because after all, he has to get it ready for Yom Tov. So even though the Likaya didn't say he's buying it in order to shechta the same day, so the Meicheya is to presume that the Likaya bought it in order to shechta the same day. So the Meile is required to give notice to Shimon that he sold the mother of that Behemah to be Nishchato the same day. Mashem came any other day in the year, if Levi bought a behemoth, the mother of that behemoth, stam, and he didn't say when, so then Ruben is not required to tell Shimon, I already sold the mother of that behemoth to someone else to be nishchat today, because Behemoth takes it. It will be nishchat today, maybe it will be nishchat tomorrow. Mashein came, Eve, Levi, at a time when he bought the mother of that behemoth, told Ruben, I'm buying this behemoth in order to shecht it today. Then, when Ruben sells the child or the mother of the first behemoth to Shimon, so he has to tell him. But why does the Mishnah say, only the Dalet Pokim Mishono, it's only the end. So, Dalet Pokim Mishono, even though the Likaya didn't spell out that he is buying it with the intention of shechting it the same day, he has to presume and anticipate that he was buying it in order to shecht the same day. So maybe it's only the end. But other days in the year, if he didn't spell it out, he doesn't have to assume. But Mashein came, if the Mecher knows that the first Likaya bought it with the intention of shechting the same day, so then he's mechuyev to tell the second Likaya. What is it?
When we say it's a Mechachtos, is that because of
Moshe Shabbat? No. Not because of Bahag. Because of everybody. The Gemara says it's a Mechachtos. But no Jew wants to do a Avelet. Two will be allowed to eat it. No, but it was done already because he didn't know. But had he known at the time when he bought it that the mother that the mother of that Mehina was Nishra the same day, so the Mele, he would say, had he been notified of that, so he would say to the Mecha, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. Because what can I accomplish? So even though he is unintentionally, mistakenly, he did check it, but had he known, he wouldn't have checked, he wouldn't even have bought it. So the Mele, there was no consent for buying it. In other words, and then it doesn't make a difference whether it's Dal Pokim Shono or anything. Because if the host apparently is Manak More, so Manak More it wasn't as today when you go to a caterer and then you sign the contract. So this Manak More, so when somebody made the wedding, so then both Mechaton used to prepare the food for the wedding. So the Mele, if the Chosn and the Kaur, or the Abia Chosn, or the Abia Kaur, it doesn't make any difference. Though, so if they both bought Behemes, and one was the mother or the child of the other Behemes, so even though they bought it on different days, let's say one bought a Behemes on Monday, the other one bought a Behemes on Tuesday. But since it was bought by the Chosn and the Kaur, so we have to anticipate that both behemoths, that there will be coordination, so in the preparation. So Mele, that both behemoths will be nishad the same day. So Mele has to inform me. And if he didn't inform me, and then it turned out that it's the same day, so it's a metaktoyes. V'imachayach v'chosnum v'acharabeis v'kale, afim v'imachab v'zyomi, tzorach lindi, shevada ishtim shichti nimech. Shnayim, shalot kho esil v'zmei b'nimech. Halikiyach tchilo yishchei v'loi hashem. So that's the halacha, because when someone, the halacha is that if Reuven sells a behemoth to Shimon on a certain day, and then he leaves the mother of that behemoth for himself, or the child of that behemoth for himself, and then so Reuven has the burden of waiting one day until he shech the mother of the child in the day. In other words, because when you sell a behemoth stam, so that means you give the Likea the schus, the priority to shech the first day. So the male, and he has the burden. The Mecheya has the burden of waiting one day. So Mecheya, since the Mecheya has the schus of having priority, of shechting this first, and the Mecheya has the burden of waiting one day to share the mother or the child, so Mecheya it follows that it will be sold to Shimon. If Reuven sold to Shimon a behemoth, and then let's say 2 hours later, the same day, he sold to Levi, the mother of the child. So now, and they know that Shimon knows and Levi knows that it's a mother and a child. Each one wants to sell it on the same day, on this day. So they come to Bezdin and they have it in Torah. So what will Bezdin pass me? There's no passing. The second Mekiah has to wait a day until the Shech, because of the Aloche, Mamocha Rishon Misheni, calls Chushetov Liyode. So since the Mecher, Reuven, when he sold Shimon the Behemoth, so he became affected with the obligation of waiting an extra day until he's able to share the mother or the child, but then he sold the mother or the child to Levi, so Mamma Khavishani Shaini calls Kushita Mulode. So all the limitations
all the limitations that Reuven had, so Levi acquired. So Levi, so Shimon acquires his chus that he should be able to shech the first day and let Levi wait in it. Suppose the mother is owned by Reuven, and the child is owned by Shimon, and Reuven sells the mother to Levi, and Shimon sells the child to Yehuda. So then, no one acquires any schusim against the other. Now, they both find out that it's a mother and a child. So then, they have to reach an agreement. Who should wait and who should not wait? And suppose someone is his own and he shechts first, then it is just too bad for the other one. The other one has to wait another day. Because there are no schus in the cheshe V'chol mishe yishke, itchilo ozor el yishke. Eisi lesnei nei bebein. Avloi b'chayo bein, because the Torah says, she'er ese, eisi lesnei yishchatu. V'yimecha. V'nei b'kloi. Habo minoeis viroche. So suppose it's a hybrid, not of a chayo behemo, but both parents are behemoths, but in different species. So let's say the father is an eis and the mother is a roche. So then the child. So the child cannot be ishcha together with the mother. Oh, the father, according to Mandoma, the Chizish in Zera. Oh, Tzvi Avolat Yosho, the older Tzvi. Suppose Tzvi is a chayim, if he dear. In other words, if he dear was Avolat Yosho, a behemo. And then the older Tzvi, v'sheichet atayosh, the mother, ubno b'yei mechot, is late, naturally. I mean, because the mother is a behemoth. And then the child, so it's ain't seen as me, v'sheichet mechot. As a matter of fact, Even if we were to say that Chishim is Arab, so Mele, the child, if we say in Chishim is Arab, we don't recognize paternal parenthood in an animal. So Mele, so then Tzvi Abuel at Yosho, so what kind? What kind of a status does the child have? It has a status of a behemoth, even though it looks like it's me, but it doesn't make any difference. If we say in Chishim is Arab, so we don't recognize paternal parenthood. So that we only recognize in the hybrids offspring the maternal parenthood. So what is the mother? The mother is a behemoth. So that means the child is identified as a behemoth. But even so, of course, so then he was shechid at Yosho, the behemoth, together with the child, so of course he's like it. But the Gemara says, even if we say Cheshishim Zara, so then the status of the child is the status of a hyper. In other words, he's mixas chayo, mixas behemo. Because if Chishim Zara'ah, so that means he, from the father, he inherits, he acquires the status of of the chayo, and from the mother he acquires the status of behemo. So what is the child have? Have behemo, have chayo. Have behemo, have chayo. So he's still a kid. And even if we are not going to say, even if we are not going to dash in the process, share up with Nisa share, say up with Nisa share, because so far, in so far as the child is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether the child has the status of a chayolis or the child has the status of a behemo. As even if the child will have a full status of a chayol, even if the child will have the full status of a chayol, so he will still be naked because the Torah is not makpid on the behemo character of the offspring. The Torah is only makpid on the behemo character of the parent. Because the Torah says, Sheyo Nisei, Eisei. That means the behemoth. There's name, Luisishali Lachor. So as long as the parent is a behemoth, even though the child is a full chayo, he's still aching. So that is according to everyone, according to all the Tanoim. Tzvi Abolad Yorat Yosho, we all the Tzvi. Vishay Yechidat Tayosh, Ubno Viyay Meachor. Is like it. That's why the Torah formulated that way. Tzvi abolat yosho, viyoto tzvi, viyoto tzvi. So why does he say viyoto tzvi? Viyoto. Why does he say viyoto tzvi? Viyoto. The answer is he wants to emphasize that usually if the tzvi is abolat yosho. So, according to genetics, the hybrid will have characteristics of the tzvi and will have characteristics of the chayosh. He'll have both. He'll have both, usually. But sometimes, what the scientists call a mutation. So it will happen that the tzvi will be born at Yosho and the offspring will be a complete tzvi. No characteristics of Italian, whatsoever. So, even in such a case, he'll do like it. Why? Because truly he has no characteristics of Italian. He has only the characteristics of Itzi. So he's a chayor. So what if he's a chayor? Because the Torah says, Eisei v'eznei, v'eisish hatum yimechot. So in other words, Sheyo v'esei v'eisei 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 v'eisei. In other words, the only emphasis is that the mother, the parent, the mother or the father should have the status of a behemo. But the child, it can have the status of a behemo, it can have the status of the higher, and I suppose that even if it will have the status of an off, let's say if there will be such a mutation, that the child will be an off, I suppose, will also be like, because as long as our Pidin is not. So that's why the Torah emphasizes, Tzvi Avolat Yosha V'yoldo Tzvi V'sheikh Et HaTayosh U'bno B'mechot Eichi. That's a contemporary. Whether we say Chishni Zerav or Yim Chishni Zerav, whether we say Sheya V'achlu Mitzah Sheya, or we don't say Sheya V'achlu Mitzah Sheya, it doesn't make any difference. Oh, Tzvi Avolat Yosha. Now the second thing. Tzvi ha-bo'alat yosho, v'yoldo bas, if the tzvi is bo'alat yosho, v'yoldo bas, v'eiso bas, so the v'eiso bas, yoldo bas, so we already have three generations. The first generation, so, consisted of a tzvi and a yosho. That's the grandparents. And then, there was a bas. And then that bas, so young bas, a granddaughter. Vishochad bito bas bito. So he was sheichet. He was sheichet. The daughter and the granddaughter. So it's chayiv malchus. Now, let's.
Is that according to everybody or not? Now, if Tzviya Volat Yosha, now if we say Einchen Kishim Mizera, so then we don't recognize paternal parentage. We only recognize maternal parentage. So then, since the mother is a Yosha, the grandmother is a Yosha, is it Yosha Behemo, so that means the daughter is a full behemoth, not a mixed Asherah, but a full Asherah, because in Chayishishin, Lizera, and then, so it's a behemoth, and then he slaughtered the daughter and the granddaughter, the behemoth and law, some male certainly. Now let's consider it from the point, according to Mandoma, who says, that Chayishishin is a, so then it's not so much. If we say Chayishishin is a ra, so then the daughter is a full behemoth, not a hybrid. Mixas behemoth is a chayim, but a full behemoth. So of course it's chayim when he slaughters the daughter of the grandmother. But let's say, according to Mandoma, that Chayishishin is a ra, so then the daughter is not a full behemoth. It's a mixas behemoth and a mixas chayim. It's a mixas chayim. And then he slaughtered the daughter and the granddaughter. So then it will be told, if we say Chayishin is a rab, then it will be told in another child, whether we darshin Shei Rafim Mitzah Shei, Se Rafim Mitzah Se, or we don't darshin. So in other words, so if we say Chayishin is a rab, then the reason is why it's like it, because we pass, like the Mandoma, that Se Rafim Mitzah Se. So it's true, the mother is only a mixas behemoth, but Sahil mixas it. So the law of Isin is very applies even to a mixas behemoth. Alright, now, Taya Shabuah Latziyo, so the mother is a chayo, Viyol the bas, so if Taya Shabuah Latziyo, Viyol the bas, Viyisa bas, Yol the bas, so Taya Shabuah Latziyo, Viyol the bas, Viyisa bas, Yol the bas, Vishochat bito ubas bito is poter avolosa. Is poter avolosa. Now, why is that? Now, if itayosh is bola tzvio, and then yoga bas. So what is the bas? The bas is a hybrid. Now, is it to be considered as a hybrid alpidin? Or alpidin? So it's considered. Is it to be considered as a hybrid, as a mixas behemoth the bas, or the bas is to be considered as a full chayim? That should depend upon the machlekes between Hanani and Rabbanon, as whether Chayishishin is a rab or ein Chayishishin is a rab. So if we say Chayishishin is a rab, so we have to recognize the parenthood, the paternal parenthood in an animal. So melee, this daughter, so has a father, a behemoth, and Chayishishin is a rab, so that means that from it inherits the status of the father of Chayishishin is a rab. So maybe it's also there, but it inherits the status of the mother, the higher status of the mother. So it's mixas chayo, mixas behemoth. So it's mixas behemoth. And if we darshi seva kilo mixas, so it is a mixas through the father. So the male you're not allowed to share the daughter together with the granddaughter. But if we say ein chayishishin is a rab, then it should be allowed to share the daughter and the granddaughter. Because if ein chayishishin is a rab, we don't recognize the paternal parenthood of the father. So in other words, we only recognize the maternal parenthood. What's the maternal parenthood? What is the mother? The mother of the daughter. What is she? She is a chayim. So that means that the daughter is a full chayim, not a hybrid. Sas chayot tas behimo, but a full chayot. So for chayot, there is no incest. So why does he say that it is Potter Avloseh, because we pass in like, that's the sheet of the Rashi, and that's the sheet of the Rosh. The sheet of Rosh, not the sheet of the Rambam. So, because since we pass the Gemara in Ksuvez, that Kufyud, the Gemara in Ksuvez, that Kufyud, the Veis, says that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says here, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Shvukim is after. Whether Rishim is Arab or Rishim is Arab. So it is obvious whether we recognize the paternal parenthood in an animal or we don't recognize the paternal parenthood in an animal. So that's why it's so sad. Because maybe we do recognize. If we do recognize, so he's a mixase. So the daughter is a mixase. Mashenke, as we can hear, because it is Sophic, maybe we shouldn't recognize. If we shouldn't recognize the paternal parenthood, so then the daughter is a full chayor, is his name. That means she already said behemo ubno, Luis Ishchatu, but not chayor ubno, Luis Ishchatu. So that's why the two, and that's the shite of the Rashbo, and that's the shite. And that's the shite of the Rosh, and the two also passion. However, the Rambam, and that Rambam is difficult. The Rambam passes. He passes that if somebody will share the mother behemoth and the father behemoth and the child, so then it's also a behemoth. You know why? Because it is Sophic. Whether Chesh Mitzara or Chesh Mitzara. So mainly in this case of Tayo Shabol Atzvi of Yom the Bas, Vis Bas Yom the Bas, Vishoch Bito Bas Bito, the Rambam should say, Potter Avloseh, because it's Sophic. And the Rambam passes in this case like. So that's one of the difficult Rambams in the Sukh. Kosova Rambam. Then there is another difficult Rambam, which is even more difficult. Kosova Rambam. Tayo Shabol. So here the Torah doesn't mention that the Rambam is chilek and the shita of the Rosh and the Rashbo that is Potter Avloseh. He doesn't even mention. He mentions the other Rambam. Kosova Rambam. Tayosh. Habo al Atzvio. Viyodo Tayosh. Osea lishchei Hatzvio ubno. Avolein leikin alein. Avolein leikin alein. So Tayosh, now this is very difficult. Because the Gemara said so many words. The Gemara said in so many words. The Tayosh Abolat Zvio. We are the Tayosh. And so it doesn't come within the love of Asim's Bnei. Share the Asim's Bnei Shevim to share the Tzivio, the mother and the child, because Share the Seu Bno Oskarah. But not Tzvi Ubno Sarachman. So in the case of Tayish Abola Tzvio, so the mother is a Chayo, a full Chayo. So there is no Yisah. So the love doesn't apply. Still the Rambam passes, it's Poter Avos. So why is it Poter? So the Rosh, the Rashbo is massive. The Rashbo is massive. And why is it Poter? It should be Mutar Hatfile. Because Sheya Bisse Ubno Osrachmane, but not Tzvi Ubno Osrachmane. So the answer is, so the Messiah explains it. In other words, when the Rambam sees the Lashon Potter is used, so the Rambam assumes just as Gabi Shabbos, whenever the Gemara says Potter, it means Potter Avloseh, it's also the Rambam. So here too, it's Potter. So the Rashbo says, it's Potter Umuter. But according to the Rambam, it's also the Rabbanon. Why is it also the Rabbanon? Mishum Arasai. In other words, Mishum Arasai. So it's also the Rabbanon. Because the Rambam Tayosh Abola Tzibio, Vyod Tayosh, also Mishum Tzibio Ibno. Avoleleika, Atkam, Vinire. So he's Chelik on the Rambam. Shemuta Lechatchile, Limitachatchile, Klum. He's Chelik on the Rambam. Now, the other Rambam, so there are two difficult Rambams. One difficult Rambam is this Rambam. So the Rashbo and the Rosh are both chilek. So, and the other The other difficult Rambam is in connection with Tayo Shabbat Atzivio, the old bas, the Isa bas, the old bas, the Shochat Bito, bas Bito, so the Rambam says, not only is it also, there is Malkus too. So the question is, since the Rambam passes, that if somebody shares, the father Behimo, the father Sheva, and the child, so it's also relating because it's his offering, where the Cheshim is Rav, and it is Rav, so there is a possibility that in Cheshishim is Rav. So if so, why Tayo Shabola Tzivyo, beyond the bus, where is the bus, on the bus, Bishochat Bito, Bas Bito, why is it like it? Maybe it's in Cheshishim is Rav, maybe we don't have to recognize paternal parenthood. So Mele, the bus, so is a complete chayor. So why should you like it? That's the other difficult Rambam. But the two mentions only one difficult Rambam. He doesn't mention the other difficult Rambam. Alright, now. Leos Roteiro. Elokish Sheikhit. Avonecher o Maake o Eim. Mutalish Tabel. Lificho Cheresh in Kotin Sheshoch to O. Bein o Ben Hatzmon. Mutal Acher Lish Tarakin Aben. Lificherei Masiyem Kokom. Vimachirim Rei. Sheshoch in Kro. Oso Lish Tachem. Beimo. Shenishchato Imo Hayei. ונצרו באחירס, לצורך לשחית מהם היין, כי זה תכנוסי, נרבישנו דנאי, ממקין קביוסון, וניקח מהם, אחד אחד ולשחית, לכל מפוריס, מרו בפוריס, ושניים האחרינים, ובריס נורו, סעסור דנאי. אז I mean, that we discussed, I mean, when we learn תרובס, because actually, it's תרובס in it, because לחתחילה, we are not allowed to do it. So why does he say that לחתחילה, we can rely on your vision night. So that implies that the two here pass us by the sheet of Ramatan when it was Tahube, it doesn't pass Ramatan. Alright. But this is Itahube the king. One second. Also, we should be the day in the night. Moshe Rabbah Kahabain, the Abbas, which the Abbin Abbas, the Hakinoi. He says he was named in Kings, Shezef Novada. We need the Bada, she's the Obi, the Sheikh, which name in Lacho. We show Hakin Rik, Shadavasoviki, made his home in Rain. In other words, we have a Machoikis between Hanani and Rabono and Tanakame. So, the Tanakame of Hanani says, that it's Vadai Cheshishim. We don't recognize paternal parenthood in heaven. Hananya says we do recognize. But then Rabbi Yudah says, Svukim is Abkele. And Gemore in Sures, that Kufidal from the base, Vichei, Omu, Yitzchok, Vishim and Veishe, Omu, Dorech, Halochic Rebuted in Province. The parent, that's a hybrid. Or one parent is a suits and the other parent is a chameh. The Tanya Rebuted in a year. Pierdo Shetobo im Abinole, Lois Susan Chameh Ramin. So in other words, we pass. So the Gemara in Sura says that Halochic Rebuted. And Rebuted, the Gemara says here, Chum is Sukim is after. The Gemara is Rabbi. Pshitamei or Sukim is after. So the Gemara is. The Maskon of the Gemara is that the Buddha is Svukim is Abkele, so it's a Sofik, where the Cheshin is Arav, or in Cheshin is Arav. That's why we say, Vimshach Adin Rike, Shadov HaSofik, you need this home in the name. Oba, Vimshach Adin Sofik, you need to have a lot of the Shin is Aramba. Vimshach Adin Sofik, you need to have a lot of the Shin is Aramba. As a Knaas, this is Bahachi, as a Knaas. You need to have a lot of the Shin is Aramba, you need to have a lot of כי זה אבי ששוח פישי תפוס לו דאו, שעשי נת פוס לו היי, וימשוך אבו ראשי שיגים דאו, כי זה מן השמו שיש את הבי תפוס לו היי, וימשוך אבו מן השמו שיש לו היי, וישתעשי נאו בו, וימשוך אבו מן היי אין ראי, אם הוא כל כך או חזוק של אימו, אבל נעשות בכי חי נעבורת, עשות בכי חי שישי, So, if it's not cold, we don't see this cold. So it means, because it's not even to be considered in the subject, just the Cheshish, maybe the mother, just because we find
that a certain weight behemoth is near and don't behemoth, so that doesn't even create a suffering. Only if we see that there is an attraction, there is a special relationship. But otherwise, so it doesn't even establish a suffering. There is a problem. We should say, but that follows from the Gemara in its way. Whenever a person wants to shach the behemoth, he should not be allowed to shach the behemoth. Let him make an investigation. Maybe we say very long, the mother of the behemoth is each other, so therefore being possible to shach any behemoth, unless there is a thorough record of all the behemoths. So it's mashing from the Gemara that he doesn't have the chesish. Why doesn't he have the chesish? Because there is a sweat. First of all, maybe this behemoth doesn't even have a mother. Doesn't even have a child with him. Well, every behemoth has a mother, but maybe it doesn't have a mother living. Assuming that it has a mother living, maybe it was mishchatot already the day before. And if it was not Nishchato, maybe it will be Nishchato tomorrow, not today. So there is a threat.
Isn't that a bit the evidence situation? If you don't know, so you're told on a specs favor, but with Hathila should
do. So what should you do? Not to check the names?
No,
unless you make a survey among the babies in the world and you make sure. So you couldn't find any more daily situation than this. Halakia behemo in the Khishi Shabishkatimo or is no ale. Avla Michael has a halakia. If the Mecha knows that the mother or the child was Nishato, Lada Kel being Shokhtaim Aben Aye, or Yimokhala Achal Shokhtaye. But Nastan, even if the Mecha sold the same day, so he doesn't have to anticipate that it was Nishato the same day. Because there is always a flexor. Maybe he sold the mother the same day. So maybe he'll shach it tomorrow. Assuming that he'll shach it, the first lekiach will shach it today, maybe the second lekiach will shach it tomorrow. So there is his lesson. L'hadra lekiach udiyim shachdeim ha-ben ayey, o yimoch l'acha l'shach ta-yey, v'yim hu b'echot mutal itzmani, so then when a stam, he has to presume, or l'chol ha-poch has anticipate, that both behemoths, the mother and the child, will be mishach in the same way. ואם הוא דרך מדל זמנים שדרך שחומי שכינה בהימו ששיחת מיד וימרת פסח וערב הצרס וערב ראשונו וערב יום תבחר של חג צורך לידי שמוך העלים או אימי הבאס ואם הוא ידיד שיחי ונחי שיש בין קודם עם ישראל ובין קודם עם חובי ונאילו החכים שניש חתאים או יבטאיין הווה מכחתויץ ודווקא שמחשנים בימך אבל מוך העלים או יבאס ואימי של רפונו אין צורך לא ידיד וימוך הרואה חוד בחוסן והשינו ניקלת אפילו אם מייחד בשני יום ימצאות בידי שבא לשני המשיך בימחות שתיים שלא קרואיצים לזני בימחות הלכי התחילו עם נשחי דורי השני ועמד לא אמור אם שלא קרואים שני ימוד ימחות שמיד כשמו חלולי שלו יוכל נשחי את השני שאב יודה שהלכי אך לא כחמאס לשוחת מיד ולוכל גם הלכי אך ממנו עושה נשחי שלו יוכלים כי רק סחושי ביודה מה בוא חבישו לשני כל סחושי יום ביודה אבל אם לא קרואים שניים שניים שווים, וכל מי שנישחה התחילו, זו איזו נזקה. איני שיער איצל את בני אליהו במימו תאירו בלבד, שנאר ושאיר איצל איצל את בני אליהו שישו בימיכו, ונאי בקרואים הבו ממין כנס וממאיז, צבי שבו לאיז, ויולדו, צבי שוחד, פועיז, ובנו לקה, that's a common term of that, אבל איז, שבו על הציביו, עושה מישחה כניסה לזנו, that's a שיטה סרמה, וימשוך את הנלקה. So, the Rashbo, the Rosh, the Tur, Achilik and the Rambam. And they say it's Mutar Lechatchilek. And why does the Rambam say that it's Osea? Because of Parasayim, so there is a special Rabbono. Hoyso basa tzivyo hazois. So you see that Mechaba Paschal from the Rambam. Not like the Tur, not like the Rosh, not like the Rashbo. Hoyso basa tzivyo hazois mekevo, beyond the bay. So, in other words, Oei Shebol Atzivi. And then they had a daughter. That's the second generation. So the daughter was a hybrid. It had a mother chayo and the father behemoth. What does the Torah say? Poter, Oser, Abu Poter. Poter, Oser, Abu Eilerik. Why? Because, so, that's the sheet of the Rajbo and the Rosh and the Tur. And the Tur doesn't even mention the Rambam. He considered it so strange. The other sheet of the Rambam, he mentions it in Israel. But this sheet of the Rambam, he doesn't even mention. But the Mechaber doesn't mention two Genesis. And the Mechaber passes completely like Rambam. Now the question is, why is it? Since the Rambam, the Mechaber and the Rambam, since they passed both, that if one shares, the father share, and the baby, so then, he's in a link, because it's his offering, will pass like a rebuke, and the Gemara said, we have a rebuke. So who can be sabkelei? So mainly, there shouldn't be mountains, because there is an alternative, there is a possibility, that ein chen shishim lizera. So mainly, if ein chen shishim lizera, we don't recognize the paternal. Parenthood. Only the maternal. So the maternal, that's higher. So then the Bas, the daughter, the Bas Atzidio, is a fool. Higher. So how is it like? How is it like? So, but the Mechaber doesn't even mention the other sheep. I mean, he's so certain that the Alochim, like the Rambam, even though all the other Meshaynim are chelik on the Rambam, and they are being chelik, the Rambam, Meshaynim, and Bani. So the Mechaber passed is completely like Rambam. Now we have to understand what is the Rambam sheet. I think, now I mentioned many times in the shul, the concept of the Din Sofik. Din Sofik. I mean, and the Mokeh for this concept of the Din Sofik is the Ritva in Yumen, Dat and Ches. Yumen, Dat and Ches. So they are the Ritva mentions the Ashmoshes as an example. Even though the Ritva discusses something else, with something else, I mean, it has to do with the Kemets. So there is the Kemets and there is the Sharayim. So what is the Kemets? The Kemets is that which is enclosed within the fist. What is the Sharayim? The Sharayim is that will be Sharayim, let's say. That will be the Sharayim. So the Gemara has Nabai, bin Abinayim, what is between the fingers. So the Gemara has Nabai, that is Ches and Ches and Yumen, bin Abinayim, does it have a din of Kemets? Or it has a din of Sharayim? So, what's on the Bayi, what a Pashte, bin Abinayim Sof. So all the Shemin and the Kashi, what does it mean? I mean, the Gemara has Nabai. So, what is the Maskone? It's Nabai, I mean, that we know. So the Ritva says that the Maskone of the Gemara is, it's not the Sofik of the Sofim here, but it's a Sofik like Minash Moshes. It's a Din Sofik. In other words, ungodliness is also that kind of a Sofik. Let's say Tumtum is a Sofik of the Sofim here. What does Tumtum mean? It's covered. So we don't know whether he has the genital organs of the male or the female. So if you perform the operation, so one tumtum will turn out to be a male, another tumtum will turn out to be a female. But ungodliness, he has both genital organs of the male and the female. So of course there is no Sofik Chisom within its yet. But even in being it's not a Sofik Chisom within it. This is what Rabbi Yitzchak means when he says in the last Mishnah in Bikuri, or the Mishnah Raisa. So he says, Rabbi Yitzchak in there, and Rikin is buried with the Atzmo, the Luchiru Bechachon in Zohar and Kim. What do you mean buried with the Atzmo? It's not his subject for some idea. It's not that with the Chachonim didn't know. That was the Kabbalah. Iliyom couldn't be buried. The subject of ungodliness. Because what is ungodliness? Ungodliness, he has both organs. So, because of the male organs, he has his ocho. Because of the female organs, he's in Kebe. But one is inside the other. If, so, so, mainly, So the male is not completely male, he's not completely female, so it requires a din sofer. And the Ritva says din hashloshim. So it's not that the Chachamim didn't know whether the twilight period is day or night. What does twilight period represent? In other words, the sun, the Guf HaShemesh, already set below the horizon. But still there is a substantial light on the horizon because of the reflection of the rays of the sun. So on account of the fact that the sun, the Guf HaShemesh, did set below the horizon, it should be light off. But on account of the fact that there is still substantial daylight, it should be day. So what is it? It's both. But how can it be both? One is the opposite of the other. So it's a big zone. So that's what the Gemara says, the Ritva says, that in Ches, in Yume, bring up the nine, because of Bayo the Pashte, bring up the nine, so. In other words, first the Gemara raised up by, is it Vadai Kenetz, or is it Vadai, Shemash, what the Kabbalah is? So then, was the Bayo the Pashte, that's the Kabbalah. If you cannot be invited, this Sophie, because it partakes of two antithetical aspects. In other words, since it doesn't protrude, so it's like it. Since it is it's not enclosed within the fist, but it's enclosed between the fingers, so it should be like Shemayim. So it partakes, so just like the Hashmoshes, since there is daylight, so it should be A. Since the Guf HaShemesh is set, so it should be Lilo. That's all. We have two psukim. Vayere, Vayereke, Yilachot. What does it mean, Vayere? Vayere means the sunset of the first, the sun of the first, they said. So that means that it's determined by Shkei Zachamo. But then, Vayikha, Lekim, Lo'er, Yerim, Lachin, Shakol, Lilo. So there is still Ayo, there is still daylight. There is still daylight. So it partakes of two antithetical aspects. So it requires an insufficient. So in Melee, the Shittes HaRambam is, that's what I think. So, the Shittes HaRambam is that when a Yude is Rukeli Sattel, the Rabbonon of Hananiah, they say, we don't recognize the parent, paternal parent. Why? Because Ayo no call of Hachon. In other words, it means true, biologically he's a parent. But that's all. But psychologically, there is no more relationship between the biological father and the baby than any other share than the baby. No more relationship. So in other words, since it's in Bnei Korach, so he's not considered as a parent. And Hanani says, biologically he's a parent, so the male is considered a parent. And Rabbi Yudah's looking exactly, it's not his own idea on the part of Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah says there are two antithetical aspects in that relationship. Because biologically, he is a parent. He is a parent in the same way as a human father is a father, biologically. But psychologically, he is not a parent. So he is a parent and he is not a parent. So he merely acquires a being of. So in respect to an incident's name, where it has to be a father, so really it couldn't be Malkus, because he's not a complete father. He is only a biological father. He is not a psychological father. So Melee is an incomplete father. That's a din sofi. An incorrect father. So it's a din sofi. It's a din sofi. He's not a father gomo. So Melee is a Yaleke. Mashuike, in order to determine the status of the child, whether he inherits the status of the parent, so as long as in one respect he is a father, so he inherits that status. So anyway, if it's Eishe Bor Atzibyo, and then they have the blood, so the Bas Atzibyo, so two Rabbi Yudah's looking something. But it doesn't mean he's up to his own idea. It means it didn't solve it because he's not a complete father. He is a biological father, but he's not a psychological father. So Melee, he's not Chayav Malkus if he shechts. an incomplete father with the child being Echot. Mashenke, since he's an incomplete father, so even an incomplete father supplies and bestows upon the child the status of the incomplete father. So Mele, since the AIDS, since the father is an AIDS, and the AIDS, the father is the biological father, so he's a partial father, an incomplete father. So Mele, the offspring, has a mitzvah of the status of the behavior, because there is an incorrect way, in an incomplete way, there is parenthood. So the Mele, he is a mixa sheya, and since we darshin sevach mixa se, so the Mele, when he shechts the bas and the bas daughter, so he's chayav. All right. And this is the day of the Shemim Levad, Shemema, Loisishchatu. Abo Yudiche, Pirishin Yalchiru, Shemira Vasachi, Mechiru, Vechinti, Chazarishis, Ulistabu, Yodi Mutal Mishad Hashem, Lepicho, Chereshin, Lekot Mishishoch, Chazarishin, Bino Vatmo, Mutal Mishad Hashem, Yachayem, So in other words, even though there is a possibility that the Chereshim Yikotin did check properly, but mostly they do not check properly. So rely on both the Chatzir. V'machirim reim she'shechtin karo, osho mishchit achayim. Ken nirali. I mean, it's a little strange. Why do we say ken nirali? It's a double portion. V'machirim reim she'shechtin karo. So of course it's also mishchit. Why does it say ken nirali? Muta mishchit esamu beres, Uber Yerachimi. In other words, one could say that when you shech the Muberes, since the Aloch of Adam Hakui is, that the shrite of the mother is high on the blood, and the blood also becomes shochul, so the Mele, it should involve in several places as many as Ishka to be Mechot. So the Aloch is no. Uber Yerachimi. So, because there are no two separate price of shrites. Even if we are going to say, like Habiliyadis, we discussed in Achleket in Habiliyadis and Rambam, even if we are going to say like Habiliyadis, that the Maiseh that it takes place on the mother is considered to be realized on the plateau, but when does it involve the Yisrael of Yisrael of Yisrael, when there are two separate Maiseh here there are no two separate Maiseh. Let's say, if suppose he takes one item from the Shech to Basachas, then it's also to separate by the Shechitas, even though he runs over the two necks at the same time. It's still to separate by the Shechitas. Mashiach, in this case, there is only a single act of a Shechita. So, in Mele, it doesn't involve the Isar Fesir's name. The Yotzu Uber Chai, Akash Kodesime, the Yifris of Abikarta. So, then the Rabbonim to require Shechita, and that Shechita with the Rabbonim is Matir, so Mele with the Rabbonim is Sosa. In Sheikh Nisim Lechot Mishar Adin Reik, in Kichom Yishamoch HaShkei Deinis, Vahaka Choma Misiach Vitumet, Shemei Siles Lei, Eini Nemon Bad Meshoma Leach HaShemoch Chom, Viyotso Mitzach HaShod. The implication being, and that's a Rashba, that if but Kedim Shemoch Chom, he is Nemon. Why? Because he has a Mide. He can say, I'm not telling you. Son of God. So that's a Raya, that he is telling the truth, because if we are going to say he is not telling the truth and he just doesn't want them to share both in the same day, so let him refrain from selling it. Why does he sell it? So, but only Raja Shemochom, so Anakum Yidu Yisir, only today has known amends. Umiyu Imehem Leyosea. So, Imehem Leyosea. So it's mentioned also by the Rashbo that even if he's not Messiah with Tumei, in the Hemeray, so he's also. What is the Mokia? The Mokia, for that, so here we see a very basic aloha that even though Anakum Goy has known the one else, but Lechure, if a Goy says something, if a certain Goy will say that this vein is in Veil, it wasn't checked properly. He was there and he saw. And if I think that there is credibility in what the Goy says, then I am not allowed to ignore the testimony of the Goy. That's the halacha. In other words, but that depends in Hevel Yosef. Where is, what's the Mokir? So the Mokir is the Gemore in Gdush, Tash Samachro. They are Ish Tchodzins. So Hove says that if he says, if someone says to the husband, Ish Tchodzins, so Hove says he's not there. But if Mehemoel, if the husband feels that this Idachot has credence, so there he's also to live with her. Even though it's in Zoma Shadayal, but Pachas Mishnai. But if he's Tomechal, if he believes that he's reliable, then he has to be Chayish Shlechumre. So the same Aloha applies to Nakum. Even though a Nakum has no Nemones, but if the Jew feels that this Akum is a reliable Akum, he's not the type of Akum who is going to make up stories. So then, lechumre, he has to be chayish. Miu mehen lo yos, beimo she nishchatim o ibita ayin, misal vachir et zorfi shen mehen ayin, ki zakan yosei, nir bishen nevnai mehen mofim piyos, nir kem mehen achod nishchid, lechom bepores, mehu bepores, ushnayim amusori, oso ushof mayin. I'm sorry that I didn't go over the next sinner, but you should be ready for Wednesday, and sinner you die, and of course you have to go over, if you didn't go over yet, the whole, the Mishnah, about this Kenneth, and also you should be ready and Simon Yitzchak.
I want to ask one question. Yeah. If we say that the Rambam could explain to tell us that the Tzvi, which went by the Tayish itself, the mother of the Tzvi was a Tayish. Why not?
What are you referring? What case are you referring?
In the tour where the Rambam is mentioned, the Rosh Yeshiva says that it's a difficult Rambam because we would be located there. But if we say that the Tayyash...
The Rambam says he's like...
Yes.
But the question is, since it's a Tzvi...
But it's a Tzvi that goes by a Tayyash. But if we say that the mother of the Tzvi was a Tayyash, so then the Tzvi itself becomes a Miksas Tayyash, and then it goes... No, but then the Tzvi that goes by a Tayish has a child. The Tzvi Tayish. So then, the Bana, huh? Yes. So he was Shochet, then the Bas had another Bas.
Okay.
So then he was Shochet the mother and the grandchild. But we could say that the mother, the great grandmother. Yes, but we could say. Yeah, but we could say that the great grandmother, the mother of the Tzvi, is itself a Tayish. Yes. Yes, and then the Bas had a Bas. So we take the mother and the granddaughter. And
the Bas and the Basapas. Yes. Because the mother
in today. And then if the mother was the father was a Tayish, was the father was a Tayish, but the mother was a Tzvi.
When the father was a Tayish,
yes.
And the mother was a Tzivya. And they had the Bas. And the Bas and the Bas.
So here too we could say the mother, which was a Tzvia.
Yeah.
But maybe that the great grandmother, the mother of this Tzvia to which the Tayish comes, was itself a Tayish. Because then she, the mother, was a Mixas Tayish.
One second, why do you have to introduce a great grandmother?
Because for the reason that the Tzvia, which is the mother of the grandmother, we wouldn't be choshes after her boss. Exactly.
Then the first generation, and then you had the father, the boss.
Yes.
And the boss is another boss.
Yes.
So just the granddaughter.
But the sphere, but say the sphere is, you don it just as a sphere. Maybe it's a mixas tayish in the Rambam. Because its mother could have been a Tayish. Its mother itself could have been a Tayish.
We know that the father was a full Tzivya.
Maybe the Rambam is Choshish, we don't know that.
We are talking about that.